USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will know and report if China secretly offers support to Russia to help President Putin carry out his invasion of Ukraine.
If they are going to be part of Putin and his barbaric conduct in Ukraine, he's going to run the risk of discrediting his own nation.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Illinois Democrat saying the U.S. will know if that's the case and report it. Russia claims it has deployed hypersonic missiles in its attacks against Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin weighs in on the usage of such a weapon and what he thinks it really means regarding Russian President Vladimir Putin's apparent strategy.
I would not see it as a game changer.
President Biden set to leave Washington, D.C. Wednesday to take part in a NATO summit in Brussels. USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
A new study is out regarding your COVID-19 booster shot.
A new CDC study is showing the importance of getting a COVID-19 booster shot. Researchers found three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. Two doses were only 79% effective in comparison. The CDC says these findings reveal that remaining up to date on COVID vaccinations is highly effective in preventing severe illness or death, even against current variants. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
China wants to see a ceasefire and peace talks in Ukraine. That's according to the Chinese ambassador to the United States. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Chen Zhang saying that China is sending humanitarian aid to Ukraine, but no weapons. However, he refused to condemn the Russian invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
The southeast is bracing for severe weather starting Monday. Forecasters say the spring season will kick off with a severe storm system through the region caused by a southward plunge of the jet stream colliding with moisture from the Gulf. The storms could produce tornadoes, damaging wind, and large hail from the central United States to the Gulf Coast. Flooding rain is also possible from the south to the Midwest. Senate confirmation hearings begin on Monday for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. President Biden picking the federal judge to fill the seat being vacated by Justice Stephen Breyer, who's set to retire this summer after the current Supreme Court cases. The hearings by the Senate Judiciary Committee are expected to last 4 days. As far as what to expect from the Republicans on the committee, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Newsmax,
I think we should vigorously scrutinize a record. Now, one thing I can promise you, we're not going to replay the political circus the Democrats gave us with Justice Kavanaugh. You're not going to see Republicans go into the gutter. You're not going to see personal smears. You're not going to see the nastiness. But we do have a responsibility to carefully, to vigorously vet her record.
The Cape Crusader continues to rule the box offices, the movie remaining the top film in the United States and Canada, earning another $37 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.